I have always been interested in this concept of a fair tax bill, and I want you, first of all, to kind of explain to all of us, because those of us who make money, who have any income at all, of course, you know, we're in the income tax field. We've been doing it. I've been filing my taxes since I was 16 years old, so that's about 40 years from now. What is wrong with the current system we have now, in your opinion?
Oh, it is only 66,498 pages of rules, rulings, laws, that is totally inscrutable. If you get an opinion on how you should pay your taxes, you can bet that it's probably wrong. It might be too much, it might be too little, and if you got two or three more opinions, they would all be different, because nobody knows what's in the tax code. It changes every minute. There'll be more pages next week. So there's plenty wrong with it, and it costs us a fortune just to comply with it. In fact, about $300 billion a year in wasted money just complying with it, hiring your tax preparer or the filing cabinet or the extra computers necessary, or that whole building full of people at General Motors who are working on taxes for that corporation. And believe me, those costs are in the cost of the car. So the compliance costs are huge. We don't get the tax money that should be paid by the underground economy. The IRS costs us $10 billion, and the IRS tells us we have a tax gap of about $300 billion a year from even the people who do pay. They're not paying their fair share. So that's about $1 trillion, George, that's going uncollected. The government only collects about $2 trillion a year from all the ways that it pulls money out of us, about $2 trillion now, and we're missing $1 trillion. So if everybody paid their real fair share, your taxes could go down by about a third.
Well, and you know, Bill, there is so much drug money around that is not taxed because it's been obtained illegally.
Sure.
But those people who are doing this, they buy things. They
That's
buy
right.
boats and yachts and houses and nice jewelry and clothes. If that money, too, that illicit, illegal drug money was used in a fair tax program, we'd at least make some money on that, wouldn't we?
That's exactly right, George. That's exactly right. And besides that, you've got a neighbor next door or down the block, and he's not any smarter than you, and we send him off to Washington or Sacramento or wherever the state capital is, and now he's telling you how to run your life, whether you get a tax break for a different kind of a car, or if you use a lawnmower or you don't, and if you have a gas barbecue or you don't, and he's telling you how to live your life. So it's an issue of freedom as well as the taxes that are not being collected. And by the way, you can legally, and Warren Buffett told us how to do it on television in November, you can legally not pay any income taxes or Social Security taxes
if you
do it right.
Some people have said that. People like Irwin Schiff have said that. And they go to jail for it.
Oh,
so
no,
I'm not
no.
so sure I
no,
want to
no.
take that chance. What?
No. I mean legally. And I can tell you in a minute or two how to do it. And there are plenty of people. But the more money you have, the easier it is to do. And there are plenty of people who do it. The people that like the flat income tax, for example, they'll continue to be able to not pay any income taxes because they know how to do it. And the way you do it is simply...
Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. What Warren Buffett said was this. He was asked by a University of Nebraska student, what about taxes, tax reform? What do you think, sir? And he said, well, I believe in a progressive tax. And he says, I know that I could avoid paying any taxes at all if I wanted to, but I choose not to. And the way I could avoid paying taxes is I could just take all that stock that I own and just borrow money against it using the stock as collateral, live on the borrowed money, and pay no income taxes legally. And that's how you do it, buy and borrow. So unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to do that, usually, depending upon how much money you want to live on.
Yeah, I mean, most of us have to get a paycheck, and we, you know, have our taxes taken out.
Right. That's exactly right. But if you have enough money, enough assets, you just borrow 5% of those assets. Let's say you have $1 billion, you just borrow 5% of that and live on the borrowed money, and then pay it back when you die. Let your heirs pay it back. That's exactly what Buffett said. And believe me, there are plenty of people doing it.
Not a lot of us have that kind of money, though, Bill. But the big push for a fair tax, I think, is for the middle class, because, you know, the people at the top, the people who are making the big bucks, really aren't paying their share of the tax. I think this country is being financed by the middle class. And these people, all of us, are getting the short end of the stick every year. We're seeing our paychecks get smaller and smaller because our taxes keep going up, regardless of whether they say they're going to reduce them or not. And I think something's got to be done for them.
Well, absolutely. But actually, the fair tax is good at all income levels. It completely, for the first time, completely untaxes the poor because of the prebate. You mentioned it earlier. And the prebate works like this. It's just like a Social Security check, and it will be administered by the Treasury or the Social Security Service, depending upon how the government wants to work it, very reliably. They will send you a check at the beginning of the month based on your family size, whether it's one person or four, two or three or four, whatever it happens to be, and about $196, let's call it $200 for an adult, and $66 for a child. Family of four, about $525 a month. You'll get that in a direct deposit account or a check or a credit card, depending upon what circumstances you prefer. And that will completely untax people up to the poverty level. Up to the poverty level. Now, what that actually does also to the rest of the folks who aren't poor is lowers their tax rate. Look at your television set and draw a figurative graph, if you will, from lower left to upper right. And that's the curve of taxation that you'll have under the fair tax. People below the poverty level won't pay any taxes at all. People at the poverty level, zero. And people who, let's say, spend $55,000 a year, their tax rate will be 11%. Now, I'm not saying you make 55. I'm saying if you just spend on new, only new goods and services, will be 11%. You're paying more than that in payroll taxes.
Now, would this be, Bill, just for individuals, or would corporations also be part of this law if it ever becomes law?
Well, corporations will stop paying income taxes, and they'll stop paying Social Security taxes. So that's very big. And why is that big? We know that propaganda is that, oh, corporations are mean and they're not paying their fair share. George, corporations are just paper creations. They're all people, and only people pay taxes. Milton Friedman told us that. Alan Greenspan has said that. Ben Bernanke, the new chairman of the Fed, essentially said that. They're just paper creations at all costs. Profits or losses pass through those corporations to people. People pay all the taxes. So when a corporation has to pay a large tax, fine. They just pass it through and put it in the price of their products and services. So the customer pays it. That's how that works. So if we untax corporations, the benefits are tremendous. Let me give you an example. In Europe, Ireland dropped their corporate income tax a couple of years ago to 10%. On the continent, it's 25, 30% and more. They dropped it to 10%, and guess what happened? IBM set up shop there. Microsoft set up shop. Corporations came all over the world to Ireland to set up shop for those low tax rates. And that's what will happen in the United States. We stop fooling ourselves and pretending that corporations actually pay the taxes, and we just strip out those taxes, and corporations will come here. Their manufacturing plants will come here. We're just going to have investment like crazy, and the jobs will start coming here instead of going overseas.